The Best Paid Psychologist in America. Roberto Reyes had trouble remembering names and dates. He kept confusing the date of his brother's murder with the date his sister was last seen before she was disappeared. He told his lawyer that he felt as though there were a short circuit in his brain because several times a day and every night before falling asleep, he imagined people were grabbing him or members of his family violently, trying to kill them. Like everybody on the run with death squads at their heels, he didn't have documents to support his claim of what he had been through. Only if his attorney could prove that he was telling the truth about the persecution he'd suffered in El Salvador and his terror of returning could he win his case for political asylum. As part of MERS, the National Student Association, Roberto had been involved in protests against the economic structures that forced millions to live in extreme poverty, hungry, without schools, without health care, without a future. The Salvadoran military, in its defense of the status quo and its zeal to wipe out dissent, went after young activists like his brother and his sister, like his fellow members of MERS, and ultimately him. Narrowly escaping a roundup of his student group, Roberto spent 2 years in utter terror, in hiding, hunted like an animal. He finally made his way to the United States, to safety, or so he thought. Soon after crossing the border, he was caught by the dreaded Migra, the Immigration Service. He spent 3 months in immigration detention until activists at UC Berkeley heard about a Salvadoran student leader languishing at the place the refugees called the Corralón, the corral, and raised money to bond him out. Roberto arrived in town alone and traumatized, speaking no more than a few words of English. He was so tormented by memories of the past that he woke up from screaming nightmares to spend his waking hours distracted, fearful, withdrawn, and isolated, feeling life would never return to normal. Immigration wanted to deport him, and the U.S. State Department was furnishing the Salvadoran military with names of all the deportees. Armed soldiers would have been at the airport in San Salvador waiting for him. It was the mid-1980s. Of the thousands of Salvadorans applying for political asylum in the United States, 98% were being denied. From reports published by the U.S. State Department, the judges learned that Salvadoran citizens had nothing to fear from their government. The government of El Salvador was receiving billions of dollars in military aid from the United States. It was a friendly government. I was able to write a report about Roberto's functioning that showed a direct correspondence between his psychological symptoms and his story of what he had experienced in El Salvador. Symptoms that would not have been present if those experiences had not occurred. I aimed to help the judge understand Roberto Reyes as a living being whose blood is chilled by the need to stand before authority and whose mind churns as it tries to process the pieces of a ravaged biography. Citing the report as providing compelling evidence that Roberto was telling the truth, the judge granted him political asylum. It was the first time psychological expertise was given as testimony in a Central American asylum case. It saved Roberto's life. I was hooked.